Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is 1 John 5, 9-13. 1 John chapter 5, verse 9-13. We accept human testimony, but God's testimony is greater because it is the testimony of God which he has given about his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God accepts this testimony. Whoever does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because they have not believed the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. My theme for reflection is the testimony that brings life. The testimony that brings life. Now picture this. You are in a courtroom drama, and the final witness has just taken the stand. The tension is palpable because this testimony could change everything. What if the witness was none other than God himself? This is the scenario we encounter in 1 John 5, verse 9 to 13, where God's testimony is declared not only as true, but as life-altering. Speaking of life-altering moments, have you ever received news so unexpected that it changed how you saw the world? Maybe it was a phone call announcing a new job, or a letter confirming admission to your dream school. Those moments of revelation, much like God's testimony in today's text, call us to reimagine our lives in light of something greater. In 1 John 5, 9-13, the apostle presents us with a profound choice. Will we believe God's testimony about his Son? This is no ordinary testimony. It is divine, and it is life-giving. If we receive human testimony, the testimony of God is greater, writes John at verse 9. But what makes this testimony so transformative? First, the testimony is not abstract. It is personal and present. God's witness is grounded in the lived reality of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, validated by the Spirit, water, and blood. Verse 8. This is not hearsay. It is the ultimate truth that has unfolded in history and in the lives of believers. As David F. Wells notes in No Place for Truth, quote, "The modern world is characterized by a loss of transcendence, a shrinking of our horizons, but God's truth breaks through, showing us life as it was meant to be." End of quote. Second, this testimony brings eternal life, a gift not reserved for a distant future, but available now. Eternal life in John's theology is not merely endless existence. It is a quality of life infused with God's presence, love, and purpose. It transforms how we live today because it is rooted in a relationship with Jesus the Son. I once heard a story about a man who received a letter from his estranged father after years of silence. The letter did not just offer an apology, it extended an invitation to reconnect, to start anew. That single piece of paper transformed the man's outlook, not because of its words alone, but because it promised a restored relationship. God's testimony is like that letter, a declaration that not only informs us but transforms us. It assures us that eternal life is not an abstract concept, but a living reality for those who have the Son. My dear friends, this passage challenges us to consider how we live in the light of God's testimony. If we truly believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that eternal life is found in him, it should radically shape our priorities and relationships. 1 John reminds us that the evidence of eternal life is seen in our love for one another, our willingness to lay down our lives for others, and our obedience to Jesus' commandments. When we live this way, we become walking testimonies of God's transformative power. There are 2 questions for reflection. Number 1, how does God's testimony about his Son influence the way you live your daily life? Number 2, in what ways can you bear witness to the eternal life God has given you by showing love and generosity to others? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your testimony that reveals Jesus as your Son and gives us eternal life. Help us to receive this truth deeply and let it transform the way we live. May we be faithful witnesses of your love, showing kindness, generosity, and grace to those around us. Guide us to walk in the light of the eternal life we have in Christ, and may our lives point others to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.